with Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The Riverside County Board of Supervisors is scheduled today to approve $4 million for a jobs program intended to help low-income residents who have been financially impacted by the government public health shutdowns necessitated by the coronavirus pandemic. Supervisors Kevin Jeffries and Jeff Hewitt jointly proposed the Pathways to Employment program, which relies on the county's Community Action Partnership for implementation. Pathways to Employment will target adults ages 18 and over by providing job training designed to lift participants out of poverty and towards self-sufficiency. Participants will be provided employment opportunities where they will receive a living wage stipend and be provided job training and mentoring opportunities, helping them acquire job skills and experience necessary to succeed. The specified goal of the program is to extend aid to residents on the lower rungs of the economic ladder who have been left unemployed or underemployed because of the shutdowns. La Sierra University this Friday will distribute 5,000 backpacks to schools in the Alvord and Riverside Unified School Districts. There will be a distribution event for families at Twin Hill Elementary School this Friday. The backpacks were donated by the Adventist Development and Relief Agency as part of Every Child Everywhere in School program, which advocates for greater access to education for vulnerable children. The backpacks will be used to provide underserved children with support and learning during the COVID-19 pandemic. As hundreds of fires rip across California, Governor Gavin Newsom offered some words of optimism at his press conference Monday. Red flag warnings in parts of the state were called off as winds calmed and the immediate threat of lightning subsided. Crews have made substantial progress in some areas, including wildfires in Monterey, Los Angeles, and Sierra counties.
It's testament to the incredible firefighters that are out there on the front lines, the hand crews, and all of the individuals that are responsible for this effort of suppression, and the progress is demonstrable.
But he put those victories into perspective. Two of the largest fires in California history continue to spread in Northern California. Both have burned about 350,000 acres and are less than 30% contained. The California Supreme Court has overturned Scott Peterson's death penalty verdict in the 2002 murders of his wife and their unborn child, Connor. The court's unanimous decision found the trial judge erred in removing prospective jurors opposed to the death penalty, but failed to take into account if they would follow the law. However, the court did uphold Peterson's murder conviction. Former Stanislaus County prosecutor John Gould, who is now the spokesperson for the DA's office, says they're determining whether to appeal the decision or retry the penalty phase.
Are there avenues for us to ask for a rehearing? Are there avenues for us to do something? The Supreme Court is the highest court in the land, so this is going to take us some time to review, digest the opinion, and then see what we're going to do next.
Lacey Peterson was 8 months pregnant when she disappeared from her Modesto home on Christmas Eve. Their bodies were found in San Francisco Bay months later. Another heat wave is expected to grip the Inland Empire this week, but it will not be nearly as hot or last as long as the record-breaking heat wave last week, according to the National Weather Service. High pressure will remain over the southwestern United States before moving southward into Mexico starting on Friday. This will keep temperatures hot in most areas through Thursday, then highs will gradually fall over the weekend. The Weather Service issued an excessive heat warning from 10 a.m. today through 8 p.m. Thursday in the Coachella Valley, and a heat advisory from 10 a.m. Wednesday to 8 p.m. Friday in the Riverside metropolitan area. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.